Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BACK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BACK to 42424. That's BACK to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severton. The Americans remembering the service and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter a day after his death include his niece, Kim Fuller.
That's one of the big legacies he's going to take away from that White House, is the fact that he was a man of peace.
Fuller runs the nonprofit Friends of Jimmy Carter. The state funeral for former President Carter is January 9th at National Cathedral in Washington. It will also be a national day of mourning. South Korean officials are working to determine the cause of the deadly explosive jetliner crash Sunday. They've ordered safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. Israel's ambassador to the UN issuing what he calls a final warning to Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi militants to stop their missile attacks in Israel, or they'll get, he says, the same miserable fate as Hamas, Hezbollah, and Syria's Assad. Bird flu detected in the wastewater of Maricopa County, Arizona, including Phoenix and Surprise. This is ABC News. A new legal twist in the Menendez brothers' legal case, with one attorney now saying they're going to try to remove the case from the newly sworn-in L.A. County District Attorney.
Attorney Brian Friedman, who represents 24 family members of Kitty and Jose Menendez, plans to file a petition to transfer their case from the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office to the California Attorney General. He argues a conflict of interest exists between L.A.'s new District Attorney, Nathan Hochman, and his appointee, Kathleen Cady. Cady recently served as the attorney for Kitty's brother, the only family member opposed to the brother's release.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. The International Chess Federation will allow top-ranked player Magnus Carlsen to play today after fining him $200 for violating the dress code when he showed up in jeans. It caused Carlsen to quit on Friday. The tournament has now amended its rules to allow elegant minor deviations from the dress code. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse cage.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus, heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newbert. A Milwaukee crime is being connected to a homicide from Kentucky. Police in Kentucky allege 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis of Milwaukee forced his way into a home on Friday morning and shot two women. One of those victims was Davis' girlfriend, and she died. Davis has been taken into custody after being found behind the wheel of a car connected to that shooting. Court documents say Davis told police that he broke into a Milwaukee credit union on Christmas Day and used that money to buy two guns and drove to Kentucky for the explicit purpose of killing the victims. UW Health is being recognized by the Department of Workforce Development for supporting veterans. Tomorrow is Maloney.
UW Health is recognized as a Vets Ready employer and was awarded a gold certification in the large-sized business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsmen program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian healthcare roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group.
Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, and it is the most common day for drunk driving across the country. You're being reminded to make responsible choices. Katie Jensen from Gunderson Health Systems says more than 10,000 people are killed every year in the United States by alcohol-impaired drivers.
Really making that one choice could affect not only your own family, but other people's families as well, especially if you're going to get behind the wheel and you've been drinking or you've been doing other substances that would impact your concentration and focus.
Make sure you have a designated driver or are taking a rideshare back from your New Year's Eve party. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit icy tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s and for tomorrow hit the low 30s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently it's 31 degrees.
OA Mike Adams sitting in again today for Jesse Allen. He's taking some time off during the holidays. He'll be back with you the next couple of days to kind of wrap up the year and get things started with the new year. So I'm just holding things down one more day before we turn that calendar. I think in many cases, a lot of people are ready to turn the calendar and move on to hopefully better things ahead. We'll be talking about that today. We're going to talk weather in a little bit with John Baranek. For here and for South America, we're going to talk transportation issues with Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition. But first, we're going to talk some markets with Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at BarChart. Darren, good to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good to visit with you again.
You know, I think there are probably a lot of farmers from a market standpoint ready to turn the page and get 2024 behind them and hope for better things in 2025. How do you feel here with the markets as we wrap up the year?
Yeah, you know, if from a point of view, if producers are looking for a better 2024, they want to have, say, an extra adult or something on New Year's Eve, because it just may not play out that way. So much is going to depend, again, and so it'll be interesting to hear what John has to say here in the next segment, but so much depends on South American West. We're going to get into more a situation of more tariffs, more trade wars, more broken trade agreements that were written not all that long ago, and none of that really bodes well for U.S. corn, soybeans, wheat, other commodities. So it's going to come down to weather, and so it's going to have to be some sort of weather situation develop. Right now, things seem to be fine, right? Both for their for their 2025 soybean and their corn crops. So, you know, that's going to put a bit of a damper, particularly on the U.S. soybean market. It's going to be out. Corn still looks bullish as we close out 2024 from technical and fundamental point of view. You know, two key questions. Will those fundamentals stay in place the deeper we get into, say, January 2025? And if they do, can the corn market divorce itself from the soybeans long enough to really extend this move that we've seen? I think those are going to be two key questions as we make our way through the early part of 25.
Yeah, huge questions. And we do look at that South American situation, and if they bring in this huge crop that it looks like could be, that just puts even more pressure as we go into our growing season, doesn't it?
That certainly does. You know, if we go back and look at the latest weekly export sales and shipments update, particularly on the sales side, for total sales, the U.S. was still 500 million bushels behind what the pace projection. So this is taking what shipments were as of December, whatever it was, a week ago, 19th, whatever it might have been, and projecting it out through the rest of the year based on historical averages. U.S. total sales were still 500 million bushels less than what that projection is. And so that means the U.S., if they're going to hit that projection, hey, projection's great, but we have to make the sales. We have to make half a billion bushels worth of sales yet, and that's going to get difficult to do. You know, once we get into the latter stages of February and that, you know, and that 2020, the soybean industry looks to be in a bit of a pinch right here, and if we're starting to talk about increased tariffs, renewed the fire lit under the trade wars, and I don't think is an accident, but I mean, going to new all-time lows versus the U.S. dollar certainly create a lot of headwinds for increased